Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Today we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody is having a great rainy weekend.
Oh, boy.
I tell you what, lakes are coming up. We're going to be talking more about that situation later in the program. Today's guest is Tom Williams, the promoter of God and the Great Outdoors Expo. That will be held at the Maud Cobb Convention Center in Longview, Texas, June 19th through the 21st. Tom will be here giving a preview of all the activities and events of what has been billed as the most family-friendly of the outdoor shows. A lot of great things. I believe it's now, it's either its fifth or sixth year. We'll get clarification when we visit with Tom later on. Plus, we've got outdoor updates from around the state, news from around the country. So y'all do stick around and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife. And the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
KXYZ time, 27 minutes before 10 o'clock.
If you've ever listened to the radio or watched TV and thought, how'd they do that?
Then stop by the Texas Broadcast Museum. In downtown Kilgore, you'll find something that's both educational and a lot of fun. Try your hand at being a TV newscaster or weather person. It's time to visit the Texas Broadcast Museum, East Main and downtown Kilgore, and at texasbroadcastmuseum.org.
Marked by a fleet for mankind.
It's where Texas broadcast history lives.
You tell them that old cousin Tom Sherwood, that he sent you, will you?
If your child has a common orthopedic condition, that doesn't mean you can only get common treatments. You can choose Shriners Children's. Our world-class care is not limited to insurance networks or to what's been done before. The same doctors who innovate treatments for the most complicated orthopedic issues will help your child grow and develop properly. See what we do at ShrinersChildren's.org. Shriners Children's, the most amazing care anywhere.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And got the headline with the weather. I mean,
oh boy.
Just goodness. Prayers answered a few weeks ago when I was pointing fingers at the ineptness of the leadership in Corpus Christi.
Right.
And for many, many years, they've been kicking the can down the road. And I made the comment, I think God got fed up and said, I got this.
Okay, yeah, but still, that's something. The way the state is growing, it's going to be a greater problem all the time, the water. You've got to deal with it.
Well, and when you figure that based on the ABC affiliate in Corpus, KIII pointed out that 60% of the water allocation out of the resources that are available go to industry without restriction.
Right.
And the burden is on the people. And quite honestly, you're right. The state's grown so much. Mm-hmm. Industry has been attracted. That's great. But I think a precedent was set in other parts of the country where to try to accommodate the electric grid and needs for AI.
Right.
that... You know, that's the burden of the industry because you just can't carry, you know, that much.
Correct.
Same thing ought to take place with water. They ought to step up and form a partnership and make it more equitable. And that's my opinion.
Well, and I agree with you.
Thank you very much. The lean on something. Just for Bob, I brought this in, Harold.
Oh, his favorite book.
Yes, it is. It's the Yellow Beauty. It's the 234... the fourth edition of the Old Farmer's Almanac, the 2026 edition. And just curious, we're talking about lakes refilling. It's amazing where Lake Corpus Christi was down to like 7% of capacity.
Right.
You know, and now it's at a year high. People are going, well, Corpus Christi's filling up. Why isn't Choke Canyon? And my response is when you fill a jug, you know, you fill the bottom
right? Bottom up, right.
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 And others have said they were so dry, and, well, that could be part of it, too. But letting things flow downstream. And something else that I had not really forgotten was that Lake Texana, that many people drive over the bridge on 59 heading south, is actually a supplemental water supply for Corpus Christi.
Oh, okay.
And it's right at 100%, you know, of capacity. So good things are happening. Unfortunately, the rumor is that the decision makers are saying, well, now the pressure's off, so we can, you know, take our time. No it's not.
No,
you know, the pressure remains on. And folks, you need to remember these things.
Correct.
Okay? But in
and,
the
and don't want to be one of those people that's walking around out there right now going, I sure wish it had stopped raining.
No. No. In the Old Farmer's Almanac, their prediction that is supposedly around 83% accurate.
Huh.
Month of June, temperature was supposed to be 1 degree above average. Maybe. Hadn't been that way so far. Precipitation, 1 inch above average. Go to July, supposed to be a hot month, 2 degrees above average. Precipitation, about 3 inches, which is average. August, temperature 1 degree below average. Will we be able to tell, Harold, you know, that 1 degree difference in August?
Yeah, between 120 and 119.
Exactly. Precipitation, 2 inches above in the south, 3 inches above in the north, which is fine.
Yeah.
Rain in the north, and let it flow down to the south.
You bet.
September, temperature 1 degree above average. Precipitation, 1 inch above average. And October, 2 degrees below average in the north, 1 degree above in the south. Precipitation, 3 inches above average.
Oh, my.
We should have some really interesting reports come hunting season,
sure,
you know, as
you
to how everything has,
you betcha,
has survived. Screw worms in Texas?
No!
Zavala County, yeah. On June 3rd, Parks and Wildlife received confirmation of a detection of the New World screw worm in Zavala County. The sample collected from a three-week-old calf with an umbilical cord lesion was identified and confirmed as a screw worm by the National Veterinary Service Laboratory. There are currently no further detections in animals in Texas. And I thought this was interesting. They are coming up with the sterile larva of the fly that carries this.
Right.
And to try to counteract the breeding of, you know, those flies and the spread of screw worm. This weekend is free fishing day in Texas for Saturday, June 6th, and it's where you can fish without a fishing license. Of course, you can do that at state parks year-round.
Nice.
Great way to introduce someone new to fishing or just get out and remember times of your youth. You got anything in the way of national news?
Yeah, just a quickie here, because I know we got a report coming up everybody's excited about. But Federal Ammunition, they announced they've executed an agreement that allows the United States Army to utilize its patented peak alloy ammunition case technology for use in multiple cartridges and weapon systems. This new agreement specifies conditions necessary prior to granting government purpose rights, such as the delivery of 40 million cases featuring this technology. PEEK alloy was first introduced in the commercial market in 25. The all-new 7mm Backcountry was the round. Its high-strength proprietary steel alloy casing enabled significantly higher chamber pressures in excess of 80,000 PSI.
Mm.
And you're looking at a 308 that comes in around 60,000 normally. So that's traditionally much higher than brass. Smaller, lighter, shorter barrel rifles configured for suppressors can use this stuff. Significant power boost since the chamber pressure of 5.56, well, I mentioned 62,000 PSI. The agreement with the U.S. Army is inclusive of multiple chamberings all the way up to the 50 caliber.
All right. Harold mentioned a report on a leaderboard that everybody is anticipating. And this is the first report of the 2026 CCA State of Texas Anglers Rodeo. And we always start off with Harold and his
Little Nippers. Name. You bet. This is the Stark Kids Scholarship Division. $30,000 in the top category, but it runs down, so they're paying a first runner up is $20,000, second runner up $15,000, third runner up is $7,500, and the fourth runner up is $2,500. So right now, three kids. Are qualifying as leaders, a 5.7-ounce sheep's head from Gage Falkenberg, who's 8, 4-pound 7-ounce Mason Bartley, who is 8, and a 3-pound 8-ounce from Grayson Graham, what a name, who's 6. Gaff top leaders, Judd Agnew, who is 10 at 4.2 ounces, 3.11 ounces, John Linehan, who's 10, 3.10 ounces, Fisher Blackmar, who is 7, 3.4 ounces, Dominic Royston, who's 10, 3.4 ounces, Kennedy Frazier, who is 9. So they're out there getting with it.
In the Star Teen Scholarship Division, again, same payout schedule, and we're going to stay with the leaders in our weekly report. Lane Arnold, 12, leads with a 5-pound sheep's head. Gaff top leader, Bentley Jackson, 4 pounds, 2 ounces.
Okay, going to the Inshore Division, and this is by weight, friends. This is for the boat package. Sheep's head leader, 6-pound, 12-ounce, Charles McBride. Gaff top leader, 5-pound, 12-ounce, Brad Smelly. Black drum, 11-pound, 15-ounce, Drake Jordan.
In the Hoffpower Offshore Division, Kingfish, 30-pound minimum. No one has brought a Kingfish that size or larger in. Dorado leader, 20-pound minimum, Drake Meske, 21 pounds, 9 ounces. Cobia or Ling, 50-pound minimum. No one's marked on the leaderboard yet. And in Red Snapper, Robert Beige, 22 pounds even.
And we do have a tagged redfish lucky person, and there was 125 of them out there, I think.
I think that's with all of the tagged redfish, because you've got the, you're going to do the red, right?
Yeah, right, which they put where you fish, by the way, friends. They want you to catch them because they've already paid for all these prizes. So this is for a new F-150 Ford, Haney boat, Mercury motor, Coastline trailer. And our first lucky fellow is Matthew Silvas Sr.
And in the blue tag division, there's three boat packages and then some Academy gift cards. The boat package, a transport boat, Mercury motor, Coastline package. Alexandro Gonzalez from Bay City caught a tag blue redfish in our redfish tag, and he's probably got a bunch of friends, don't you think, Harold?
Absolutely. Friends, if you're going to fish the Gulf this year, you better sign up for the CCA Star Tournament.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got our best bets and the outdoor report.
America's best-selling truck for 49 years running is Ford. These people work hard every day to build the best trucks, trucks you need, trucks with best-in-class payload and towing. Ha ha, but you're not going to see them celebrate these 49 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 49 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in in Texas.
If you love the outdoors, you'll also love the God and the Great Outdoors Expo June 19th through the 21st at Longview's Maud Cobb Convention Center, presented by G2 Ranch. Admission is free for 17 and under. Guests include fishing legends like Hank Parker, Kelly Jordan, Tommy Izzell, and more. YouTube hunting personality David Yall Ellis and Realtree's Dr. Duck. Over 100 fishing and outdoor living exhibitors to browse and shop, plus the Fetch and Fish High Flying Retriever Show, a live fish tank, the Gator Country Road Show, archery range, BB gun range, rock climbing, bounce houses, a petting zoo, and much more. The first 50 kids 5 to 12 on Friday and Sunday, and the first 150 on Saturday get a free rod and reel combo. The first 100 dads on Sunday get a free God and the Great Outdoors tumbler for Father's Day. Register to win an ATV and other prizes. God and the Great Outdoors, June 19th through the 21st at the Maud Cobb Convention Center in Longview. Online at godandthegreatoutdoors.com. That's godandthegreatoutdoors.com.
When faced with the need for periodontal or implant services, the first thing you want is a good referral. I know from experience, and my dentist referred me to Dr. Charles Dyer. From the start, I was glad he did, because beginning with my first appointment, through every follow-up, there were no long waits and just a warm welcome from his staff and right on in. Dr. Dyer's experienced staff makes the whole process easy, from a friendly greeting and a comfortable and relaxed atmosphere to quickly handling the paperwork and timely phone reminders of appointments. They're justly proud of being at the forefront of technology and surgical techniques, allowing them to offer a wide range of services and every procedure necessary. Dr. Dyer is consistently named one of Houston's top dentists. The office is conveniently located on Spring Cypress Road off Highway 290 in the Cypress area. I'm more than pleased with my experience and proud to personally refer you to Dr. Charles Dyer. Online, Google Dr. Charles Dyer in Cypress or call 281-304-9911. That's 281-304-9911.
And welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Harold Gunn along with Bill Olson. This portion of our program is brought to you by The Blind, and that is B-L-Y-N-D, for decades. The original blind has been known for its long-lasting durability that will not fail in the field, while providing comfortable concealment at an affordable price. The Blind has been a bestseller for over 43 years with more than 75,000 sold since 1980. Plus, the Blind's iconic design and construction are so good that original models bought over 35 years ago are still being used today. I've got some up in my place I've had for over 20 years, and they're still working. And last season, I installed the new VersaBlind, and that's their next generation. As its name implies, the VersaBlind satisfies the needs for any hunting discipline: rifle, bow, pistol, black powder, and more. Its newly designed spacious configuration provides more room while on the same footprint. Its windows allow greater visibility, versatility, and increased shot options to harvest game. Plus, hunters now have the room to truly set up for a steady shot. See the original blind, VersaBlind, towers, tie-downs, their new cottonseed feeder, and other accessories at blind.com. Remember, since 1980, it's The Blind, and that is B-L-Y-N-D, and dealer inquiries are welcomed.
And when you go online at blind.com, you can place an order, provide delivery instructions, and they'll take care of you. Want to kick the tires and see it live and in person? Go to Barron's Farm and Feed in Fredericksburg. All four Carter's Country locations in the greater Houston area. D&D Hardware in LaGrange, Ebar Feeds two locations, Gonzales and Hallettsville, Gibson's in Kerrville, Moore's Farm and Ranch Supply in Brady, Moy's Way Shooting Sports in Kingsbury, and West Texas Game Feeders out there in San Angelo, Wilford Enterprises two locations, one in Buna and the other in Kuntz.
Okay.
You going to do the report, the best bets?
Well, okay. I got distracted, sorry. All right, checking the Texas Outdoors Journal. Fishing and hunting times this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, are rated as good. Monday is our best day of the week. Tuesday is another good one. Wednesday plunges to poor, with Thursday rebounding to fair. Friday, next Saturday, and Sunday make up a trio of good days. This Saturday, look for game to be most active from late afternoon until the evening hours, well after sunset. This Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, we'll see game actively feeding from well before sunrise until mid-morning. Thursday and Friday, we'll see game actively feeding from early morning until early afternoon. Next weekend, this most active period will occur from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. On Monday, June the 6th, the moon will enter its last quarter phase. On the coast, this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday have a double tide schedule of one high and one low tide each day.
Monday's a three tide day with two low tides and just one high. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, they have a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides each day. Friday, next Saturday, and Sunday each have a single tide schedule.
All right, on the coast, right off the bat, with all the weather it looks like we're going to have this summer, if you go out on a boat, going around water, let people know where you're going.
Yes.
File a float plan, you know, time that you're going, area that you're going, and estimated time to return. Wear your personal flotation device, also known as a life jacket.
Always.
And then for the operator, make sure that you attach the kill switch to you. I have people tell me, oh, but I'm in the boat, you know. You can fall, hit your head.
Absolutely.
These low freeboard that are on some of these center consoles roll out, and you're gone.
Sadly, it happens all the time.
It does. And certainly as we get into waterfowl season this winter, it just applies whenever you're around the water. Weather report that is ever-changing right now.
Yep.
You just have to be aware of it. Look at your weather forecast. Look at your chart. Yes, the chart before you put it on your, you know, electronics.
Uh-huh.
That's for, you know, navigation purposes on your vessel. Just plan ahead and don't just have an A and a B option. Have others. Look at that rosette as to where the wind might change in the direction and where maybe you can go hide. Then it's also going to have a bearing on, you know, tides that are driven by wind. Rising water, follow the fish. Receding water, follow the fish. It's pretty simple because that's what they're taking advantage of. And, Harold, I found it interesting that the two tagged redfish in the CCA leaderboard came in the first weekend, at the beginning of the event, and we've not seen something since then. Was it because the weather was too bad, or, and we've seen this in the past, where tides come in, the redfish go, aha, I'll ride this to another area, you know? And they'll take advantage. So
also, you can fish in the rain, and I think a lot of people don't.
Yeah, you can, but then you need to really know what you're doing weather-wise because of lightning.
Correct.
Okay. Fishing-wise, you know, fishing has been pretty good. Runoff, as we see more and more rain fall, that's going to become more of a feature that you're going to have to deal with, and we'll see what happens in coming weeks. And here on Texas Outdoor News, we'll give you a weekly update, but also stay in touch with your local forecast. Go on YouTube and the weather stations in and around the area that you're going to fish. Good fishing. This is a great time of year. June is probably one of the best months for catching speckled trout. Redfish as well, flounder, you know, back in the bays and back in the marsh areas. And don't forget that red snapper season is open in both state waters out to 9 nautical miles as well as in federal waters. On our inland lakes, water's coming up, folks, and that runoff is stained, which makes a catfish very happy, and they eat,
right,
you know, voraciously. Take that into account. Find areas where maybe the runoff is not as prevalent, and again, it's all just weather driven.
Right.
You know, being on the water is fun. It's a challenge, different way of doing things. Maybe downsize to something smaller bait, because think of the runoff that takes place may wash insects, other things into the water that have not grown to full size yet, and just be careful. It's crazy, but it's also an opportunity to learn. Then we go to hunting.
Yes,
and just looking out ahead, September 1st is the opening of dove season.
Yes,
Yes. We'll start giving you next week the countdown to dove season.
And say things like practice, practice, practice.
Or be ready for a whole lot of ribbon from friends, right. You know, when you get out in the field and you're burning through shells. You
close.
Know?
I was close. I was close.
Don't forget, if you're going to hunt dove, let me suggest you get the voodoo dove that's on a stick.
Oh, you've had fun with those.
But then the dove of flicker, the set of four that spins up, and then one will spin up, and then it'll stop, and then another one will spin up. And let me tell you what, those dove just are attracted to it in a big way. So great opportunities to do that, and it looks like we're going to have probably a bunch of green fields and probably some more standing water as we get toward dove season. That's just an estimate as we move along. Don't forget, through August 31st, the other open counties for squirrel and the South Zone javelina season is also available to hunt year-round. All right, we're going to take a break. No, we're not.
No, I said oh. Yay!
No car?
No.
Really?
Right.
Yay!
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
So we've got our guest, Tom Williams. He's on his way.
All across our state, groups of everyday Texans are volunteering to adopt a highway and pick up litter. But what kinds of groups?
Girl Scout Troop 823.
The Soulmates Running Club.
Sigma Delta Nu Fraternity.
The Open Road Warriors.
Jefferson High Glee Club.
The Flock Stars Bird Watchers.
Literally thousands of groups are pitching in, but we still need yours. Adopt your 2 miles today. Get started at DontMessWithTexas.org. A message from the Texas Department of Transportation.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit hfotusa.org.
The weather is warm, the winds have laid, and fishing across Texas is heating up. Whether it's fresh or saltwater fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal is your best source of timely tips, saloonier and tide tables, plus updates on patterns that'll keep you on fish. And even though it's prime time for fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal lets hunters know of off-season hunting opportunities, how to improve one's skills, plus ways to support and pass on our hunting and shooting heritage. These are a couple of reasons why since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you'll get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Spear Ag in Uvalde, Texas. You know, you might say agriculture's in the blood of Spear Ag owners Justin and Klein Spear. Since the time the brothers were born, they've been actively involved in both farming and ranching. Just like you when you were a kid going to the feed store with your grandpa on a Saturday, today Spear Ag brings that feeling back to life. Visit their new 52,000 square foot headquarters, store, and plant located at 3333 East Main Street in Uvalde, Texas, and step back in time to when customer service was the focus and the quality of goods was the priority. Spear Ag and Feeder Max Feed Wildlife products still hold to those values today and are redefining the country feed store experience. Spear Ag is the home of bagged cottonseed. They sell in bulk and deliver as well. And if you follow them on Facebook,
yes,
you'll see all of the monthly activities they had.
Okay.
They just, I forget how many hundreds and hundreds of pounds of crawfish they had at a crawfish bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Different specials that are going on. In fact, Justin mentioned to me that his daughter, Mackenzie, that is producing those spots, where, you know, she's kind of pointing the finger at Dad, you know, okay. You better straighten up and fly right type thing.
All right.
You know, recently got 1 million hits.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah. So it's big.
It is
big. And the store is big.
When are they going to have the Wagyu steak cook-off?
I don't know.
But they do sell those. That's amazing.
They do. In their freezer section, they sell a whole bunch of stuff. Like, it's a hardware store, plumbing store, electrical store, feed store, tack for rodeo or around the ranch.
Yeah.
For ranching and agricultural services, visit SpearAg.com. For more information on SpearAg's FeederMax lineup of wildlife blends and cottonseed, visit FeederMaxFeed.com or just give them a call at 830-279-6156. That's 830-279-6156. Folks, you've heard me talk about this show ever since found out about it, I guess 5 or 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
God and the Great Outdoors Expo. It started at the Baptist Church out west of Tyler.
Okay.
And then moved to the Oil Palace. And now it's at the Longview Maud Cobb Convention Center, which, I've spent many, many a weekend, you know, doing shows over there and enjoying the folks up in that part. And El Jefe of the GATCO Expo, Tom Williams, joins us with his preview. Tom, welcome back to Texas Outdoor News.
It's good to be back, Bill. Good talking with you.
Hey, how many years is it, 5 or 6 years now that GATCO's gone on?
This is year number 6.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay. That's what I thought. That is amazing, and the growth. And it's been dubbed as the most family-friendly outdoor show in Texas simply because of the activities that are available, and we'll get into some of that. The transition from the Oil Palace to Longview looks like a nice layout that is brimful, isn't it?
It is full. We've been very blessed. We actually sold out earlier this year than any of the previous years, which I think speaks well towards our event and words getting out about it. But making that move to Longview, very excited. Maud Cobb's an awesome facility, and we're excited to start our journey there this year.
The blend of exhibitors is impressive, but you've got some headliners and. There's a name of a guy that's been around and made his mark in BASS. Hank Parker Jr. Kind of leads the pack, doesn't he?
Yes, sir. It's actually Hank Parker Sr.
Oh, that is senior. That's right.
Yeah, it is senior this year. So I had Hank Parker Jr. came about 4 years ago. Just a really good family, great name in the outdoors. But Hank Parker Sr. is going to be with us this year. We're excited about that.
You know, as we get older, those of us that have sons that we tagged with the same name,
mm-hmm.
we kind of forget, you know, and try to do whatever we can to help them feel a little bit younger.
Right.
Who else are your special guests that'll be there?
We've got a gentleman by the name of David Yacht Ellis. He's a YouTube personality, a big pig hunter, turkey hunter, just a great outdoorsman. We've also got Dr. Ducks coming back to be with us again. We've got a great fishing lineup. We've got Kelly Jordan from Major League Fishing. We've got Clay Gann and Tommy Ezell on the coffee side. We've also got Todd Castledine and Andrew Upshaw that are coming to be doing seminars and things.
Well, I tell you what, those seminars are always a big attraction and a great opportunity to get information from the very best. Also, all of the exhibitors, and I look at the blend of the exhibitors that you've got, a nice blend of outdoor community, people from Texas as well as beyond at the show. And I think people are realizing the quality of the event that you produce.
Well, I appreciate that, Bill. We've tried. And, you know, East Texas and Texas in general is not just hunting or fishing. It's both, right?
Right.
And most of the time, the same people do both things. So we've tried to really work on making a good mesh between the hunting industry and the fishing industry. Got some RVs this year as well.
Yeah, Tom, this is Harold. As Bill has mentioned, this is such a family-friendly show. What are some of the activities that you all have going on for the kids?
Well, just to start with, the first 250 kids through the door, that's 50 on Friday, 150 on Saturday and 50 on Sunday. Get a free Zebco 202 Rod and Reel combo, ages 5 to 12 as they come through. We've also this year, new to us, is the Fetch and Fish America, which is high-flying retriever show. He brings his bass tub there, and then they do retriever jumps, and they do some other demonstrations with fish there. Texas Junior Angler Fish Tank is there. The kids can catch some live fish. Gator Country Road Show is in there. A petting zoo, some bounce houses, rock climbing walls. We've also got a couple of helicopter hog hunting people coming this year. They're going to be demonstrating, or not demonstrating, but displaying their helicopters. And the kids always like to look at those things.
Oh, that's, I'd like to look at those things.
Absolutely. Yeah. And tell you what, we're up against the mid portion of the program. Let's take a break. Folks, you stick around as well, as we'll be right back with Tom Williams from God and the Great Outdoors Expo right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
Stop dreaming and start fishing. Memorial Weekend to Labor Day. Fish all summer with the CCA Star Tournament. Reel in one of over $2 million in prizes and scholarships. Catch a tagged redfish to win a Ford F-150 truck and boat package. 10 divisions in all. Real people win real prizes. Sponsored by Texas Ford Dealers, Academy Sports and Outdoors, and Progressive Insurance, Shoalwater Boats, and CBS4. Sign up at startournament.org. Sign up now.
The finest and most complete gunsmithing services in the country are available at Briley Manufacturing in Houston, Texas. Briley can provide all your gunsmithing needs. Their gunsmiths are highly trained to work on your shotguns, handguns, and rifles. Shotgun services include forcing cone lengthening, pad installation, barrel porting, and custom stock fitting. Rifle services include muzzle brakes, custom triggers, optic mounting, and full cleaning. A complete line of handgun services are available, from custom 1911 work to refinishing options for all firearms. Since Briley is the world's leader in manufacturing shotgun chokes and tube sets, and builders of custom firearms from scratch like their amazing Raptor 22, if that part needed to fix a family heirloom is not available, they can make it. The vast Briley showroom is always fun to visit, and it's filled with new, used, and rare firearms, plus clothing, accessories, supplies, and more. The best for over 50 years. Visit Briley.com for information and direction. That's Briley, BRILEY.com.
Friends, now you can listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora. The country's favorite outdoor show, directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more, on demand and on the go. Download the Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora apps, or go to Google and search Texas Outdoor News, or just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the tabs. Then listen anytime, anywhere.
We continue our conversation with Tom Williams from God and the Great Outdoors Expo, being held June 19th through the 21st at the Maud Cobb Convention Center in Longview. Tom, let's go back to the beginning, and let's go to the name, God and the Great Outdoors Expo. Give us a little background on the conception of that.
Well, it's just, as you know, coming out of COVID, communities and churches were kind of scattered, nobody really coming together, and just wanted to have an event where we kind of start engaging people again. That's how it came about. It's a faith-based type event. It's an outdoor expo, and a quality outdoor expo, I believe. But at the same time, we have inspirational stories. We have faith-based speakers and faith-based ministries and nonprofits and stuff that are mixed in with our hunting and fishing vendors to try to have a good mix of both what faith, family, and the outdoors. And one of our mottos kind of hunting, fishing, outdoors, and faith. So,
in all the years that I've done shows up in the Longview, Tyler area, that has really impressed me. It's kind of like a step back in time,
right?
To kids, yes sir, no sir, please, thank you. It's not a snatch and grab type situation.
Right.
And for the faith-based side, I remember the first year that I actually exhibited. Folks, I have never been surrounded by so many, you know, Christian men and women in my life. And it was so refreshing.
Right.
Just a really, really special environment to talk about the outdoors, what God's created, as well as talking about some great, great vendors and exhibitors. And job well done, and we hope that this continues for many years to come. You mentioned the retriever. That was kind of one of your early highlight attractions. And give a little more detail on what folks are going to see, because this is fun and exciting to see those dogs jumping after dummies.
It is. It's a little bit different than what we've done in the past, Super Retriever Series. You know, we had to kind of make a last-minute change on date and stuff, so they couldn't come. So we found Jason Reynolds with the High Flying Retrievers. He got a bass drum. He combined some fishing techniques and stuff like that. I think he actually does some noodling and stuff in his tank. But then he's got it's a little more interactive than the other one, that the kids can get in there and really interact with the dogs and stuff like that. So we're excited. First year he's with us, but we're excited to see his show. I've heard a lot of good reviews on him.
Harold asked about events for the kids, and I know in the past you've had BB guns, target practice, archery. Is that available again this year?
Yeah, we've got our indoor archery range for the kids, on-target archery. Brian with on-target archery comes every year and does a great job with them. We also have the National Wild Turkey Federation, their BB gun target range, the inflatable. So we've got that again this year. Just a big hit. NWTF told me they sign up between 500 and 600 jakes every year at our event.
Looking at, you've got your headlining seminar presenters, but then you've got a couple of area guys that, I think we're talking about crappie. And in the earlier part of the program, we were talking about rising water from the rains that we're getting, and looks like it will continue with El Nino through the summer months. I tell you what, that's going to be a lot of ears perked up trying to figure out how to catch those paper mouse, I think.
Yeah, it is. It's always been a big hit for us, the people that are coming and those local guides. It's great to hear the professionals, the national professionals speak. But lots of times when it gets down to the boots on the ground right there at Lake Fork and Lake of the Pines and some of that, it's good to have those guys in there.
Yeah, Tom is
getting tips.
Tom, as I walk around a big show like this and I start getting hungry, is there anything I can dine on there?
Oh, yeah. We're going to have some – you can buy some jerky and some other sweets inside the main house. But we also got we've got some food trucks out there with some, with some ice cream and some tacos and barbecue and stuff like that.
Great. That's great.
Tell you what.
We'll try to cover all the bases, Harold.
Absolutely. Absolutely. One of the things that was mentioned was talking about kids and family. You're very, very affordable. You still got your weekend pass?
Yeah, we're still doing it. Harold Bill tries to get me to change this every year, but I'm hanging there. So it's $10 for a weekend pass.
Oh,
that's for adults. Kids 17 under are free. And I tell you something else. When you come in there, there's a chance to win a four-wheeler. Upland bird hunts, hog hunts, fishing trips. Doesn't cost you anything extra to register for any of that stuff. You pay your $10 to get in, and you're in. You don't pay anything for the rides. Once you get the $10 in the door, you're set to go for the weekend.
What a deal.
You know, the measure of a show or any event, really, is the synergy that's created. And that was something else that was an impression that has been perpetuated over the years, exhibiting at God in the Great Outdoors Expo. And that's just the camaraderie amongst the people. James Frank and his wife, Linda, from The Blind, will be there,
Good.
And I know that there's several others. G2 Ranch, beautiful place down in South Texas, among many others. Website, you have a list of your exhibitors as well that's current, right?
We've got a list of speakers with kind of some bios on them. We've got a schedule there. You can see what time they're speaking. We've got so many speakers this year, Bill. We're actually using two different conference rooms because it's just been a blessing, And as we've been blessed to grow, some of those guys are reaching out to us saying, hey, we want to be at your show, and we're very grateful for that.
Tell you what, we're going to have to build a new building. I mean, you're going to continue to grow.
Well, as much as Bill likes it, have you ever thought about doing it more than once a year?
I don't know if I could survive it.
Absolutely. Folks, as we're moving toward the close of this segment, let's you know that the website, the acronym is GATGO.
Okay.
But we're going to spell it out.
All right.
It's God and the Great Outdoors.com. And they're able to buy tickets there. Is that right?
Yes, you can buy online. You can go to our website and just click on buy a ticket and get your tickets ahead of time.
I tell you what, I'm excited about getting back over there and getting back with God and the Great Outdoors Expo. Before we run out of time, anything that we have missed or something that you want to remind people?
Man, I just want to say thanks again to some of our larger sponsors. G2 Ranch stepped up this year as our title sponsor. Plano Marine, Skeeter Boats. The reason we're able to keep it as inexpensive to our guests is because of great sponsors like that.
Well, and the food trucks is a big hit. You know, I mean, I don't know if the inside concession is going to be open, will it?
No, we just do the outside. We don't want to interfere with them. And so we just do the outside for our guests.
Outstanding. Okay, and then tell you what, the reports of everybody and a sampling that Bill has done.
Oh, okay.
Excellent cuisine and local flavor, if you will. Again, coming up June 19th through the 21st, God and the Great Outdoors Expo at the Maud Cobb Convention Center and Expo, in Longview. And again, the website, godandthegreatoutdoors.com. Tom Williams, just gets better and better. Congratulations, and looking forward to a big event coming up June 19th through the 21st.
You've been a great ambassador for us. I want to leave with one note. First 100 dads through the door on Sunday get a God in the Ground Doors Tumbler for free.
Ah, there you go. Father's Day week. Hey, what a perfect time for the entire family to spend with Dad on June 19th through the 21st. Tom, we appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you all.
Thank you, Tom. Friends, we'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. We leave no warrior behind. Wounded Warrior Project is a nonprofit organization created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war. Whether those scars are physical or mental, we're here to make sure that they heal. And whether it's helping those with post-traumatic stress disorder live a normal life again, or giving much-needed support to injured warriors and veterans hospitals, because no one deserves our help more than the men and women who risk their lives to keep us safe. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, what's coming up?
Well, Fisher Persons, remember, through August 28th, federal red snapper season is going on in the Gulf of Mexico. That's a great one, obviously. June 1 to 31, the unofficial Axis Deer Roar. That's the rut. That's statewide. No really official dates, but you can hear them out there. Just another great year-round hunting option in the Lone Star State. This Saturday, June 6th, Free Fishing Day statewide. First Saturday of June each year, opportunity exists so more people can get out there and give it a try. This day, a fishing license is not required to fish on waters completely enclosed within private property. Okay? So go to one of those great events or go fishing in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 49 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing, payload, and are the strongest trucks on the road. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
Remember, Hybrid Lights, our official mobile lighting provider here. These products are fantastic. Flashlights, headlamps, work lights. They charge with a USB cord, any light source, including, of course, the sun. And they hold a charge for 7 years. You can use these lights to charge your phone. For our listeners and friends, they have a special offer. 20% off any of their products. Free. Same day shipping. Go to hybridlight.com and at checkout, add the discount code Texas20. Again, 20% off, free same day shipping, hybridlight.com.
Want to thank our guest today, Tom Williams, from the God and the Great Outdoors Expo. The date, June 19th through 21 at the ModCom Convention Center in Longview. Advanced ticket sales are available at godandthegreatoutdoors.com. Check out the lineup of exhibitors and sponsors, and come out, have some fun, stop by the Texas Outdoors Journal booth and say hi.
There you go.
Hey.
Yep, sounds like an absolutely fabulous event. Well, I mean, I know it's high on your list, isn't
it? Absolutely.
You betcha. Anyway, do check our website out, texasoutdoornews.com. There's a list of our wonderful affiliate stations there, and shows are archived. You can play them over again, check things out. Of course, do remember we are brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. So, friends, whether you're on the water or out there in the woods or driving around to a great event, remember, be safe out there. So you can join us next week once again for more Texas Outdoor News.